produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hosea chapter number 6. Beginning at verse number 1, and if you can stand and honor the reading of God's word, please do so. Amen. Father God, it is again that you have allowed us to stand in your holy place and declare your word. Father, we ask now that you would decrease Redwell and allow your Holy Spirit to increase in me. Lord, it's not about me, but Lord God, is all about you. And so we come because we need a word from heaven. Thank you now for using me as your instrument, as your vessel. And Lord God, we ask that you would strengthen us right now through your most holy and divine word. God, give us what we need in order to make it, God, and continue to mold us and make us into what you would have us to be. Father, we love you today and we honor your holy name because you have continued to smile down on us. And so, God, through your holy word, we ask that you would enlighten us, encourage us, and revive us again in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we love you and we give you all the honor and the praise. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray and ask it all. Every believer shout, thank God. Amen. Hosea chapter 6. Hosea chapter 6, verse number 1. And it says, come, let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. Verse number 3 said, then, let the church shout then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. The word of the Lord for the people of God. I want to tag the text this morning from this thought, finding my way back. Finding my way back. Will you look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's time for us to find our way back to the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's time for us to find our way back to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, it's good to see everybody today. So wonderful to see everybody's smiling face in their proper place, in the proper perspective. And it's even better for us to be in the house of the Lord one more time. But as we sit here in this holy place, we all can testify that we've been on the wrong side of the track. Do I have some help in the room? All of us can testify that we've strayed away from God and the precepts and principles that God has placed in our lives at one point of time or another. All of us can testify that we've done some stuff that we're not proud of. We've said some stuff that we're not proud of saying, and we've even gone through some stuff that has taught us valuable lessons on how not to do what we were doing in the first place. Do I have some help in the room? And oh, brothers and sisters, we all can testify that even in moments of despair and even in moments of unimaginable despair in our lives, we can say that God still's been good to us. Do I have some help in the room? Even though you went astray and even though you found yourself on the wrong side of the track, one good thing we all can testify is God never left us. Amen, church. That's a good place to shout hallelujah. God has always been on our side. Even when we've walked away from God and God's house, he never stopped blessing us. Why? Because he wanted to give us a chance to find our way back to him. And oh, I think today is befitting because today is National Back to Church Sunday. All across the country, it's just time for us to find our way back to the Lord. It's just time for us to find our way back to the Lord. All of us have been gone astray, and we have allowed people, places, and things to allow us to separate from God and his church. But it's not about nobody but God. Have I got a witness here? If you come to church for somebody, you're coming for the wrong reason. Boy, is my mic on? Amen. If you coming to church for your pastor, you're coming for the wrong reason. Amen. We have built churches on personalities instead of building churches on the principles and the power of God's holy word. And so now it's time for us to stop shucking and jiving and make sure we find our way back to God. Got to find our way back because grace will only last so long for us. Amen. There is a period where grace will run out. I'm in the Bible. Amen. Amen. We cannot take God's grace for granted, church. And so when God gives us the chance and when he gives us the ability, we don't need to take God's grace and think that it's always going to be with us. No, we got to make sure that we have time to think about how it is that we're going to find our way back. Do I have some help here? In our text, brothers and sisters, the prophet Hosea calls out to the people of Israel to return back to the Lord. They have wandered far away from the Lord, and he issues a clarion call for them to come back to God and to get back to the principles of doing what God has called us to do in the first place. Now, this call is just not a fly-by-night call that encourages some announcement to take place, but this call is about personal and national revival in our lives. Church, we need a revival. I'm not talking about no three nights of preaching. I'm not talking about every Wednesday in the month preacher. I'm talking about a real revival where repentance takes place and return our hearts from our wicked ways back to the Lord. It's time for revival. And oh, church, you need to ask God that the Lord will revive your soul again. Need to ask God every now and again to take us back to where we first met the Lord. And even though we have strayed away, if you got breath in your body, God is giving you another chance to get it right with him. Israel had forsaken the ways of God, and they had turned away from God to worship idols and false gods amongst the Canaanites. They started doing their own thing, following their own mindset, and they were operating under their own selfish will. Because of that, God tore them apart and allowed upheaval to wreck their very lives. But the prophet Hosea presents to them an invitation, first of all, to repent and then return back to the Lord. He gives them the word of the Lord, and every prophecy is not you're going to get some money in 10 days, look in the mailbox. I wish I had a witness here. But real prophecy is backed by the word of God. Prophet said, listen, I see what y'all have done. And I know what y'all gotten caught up in. But now God is saying, return back to me before it gets worse. True prophecy is all about warning before destruction. And God is so good, church, that he gives us warning before he tears us up. And we got to take that warning, and we got to know how to heed to the warning so that we don't get caught up in the thick of his wrath. Do I have a witness here? He says, turn back to God. He gives them an invitation to turn from their laziness and their lackluster behavior towards God and to turn their hearts back to him in faith, fruitfulness, and in faithfulness. God has blessed us tremendously, church. Is my mic on? I said, God has blessed us tremendously. Nobody in here can say that they have not been blessed by God. I'm looking over the crowd. I don't see nobody because everybody is looking real good. And I know some of y'all testimony this morning. Somebody ought to thank God right now that he's still blessing you in spite of what you're going through. All of us are blessed, church. Somebody say, Pastor, I limped in here, but I'm here. Pastor, I was hurting, but I got up this morning. Oh, Arthur had me wrapped around my leg, but I'm still here, and I'm here because God has blessed me. See, when God blesses you, you don't sit at home and you don't forget about God. No, but when God bless you, you do all you can, and then you ask God for strength to help you to keep on going. And somebody here know that God will give you strength even in the midst of your storm. Somebody here know that God will put a little pep in your step when you have yourself dragging along the way. Somebody here know that God specializes in turning things around for your good. No, we need not forget where our help comes from. That's why it's important for you to always stay with the Lord, because sometimes we get beside ourselves when we make 10 more cents than we've made in our lives. Sometimes we think that we're all of that in a bag of chips. Mess around and let you get a title in front of your name, and you sure enough get cerebral protrusion. That's the big head. And you start walking around like you're floating on wings as an eagle. No! If God hadn't have blessed you, you wouldn't have what you have right now. That's why what you got, you need to thank God for. And then what you don't got, you need to thank God for too. Because you need to know that we serve a God who specializes in adding and multiplying. Y'all ain't praying with me. So all of us should be fruitful. Let's church out, all of us should be fruitful. Let's church out, all of us should be faithful. What does fruitfulness and faithfulness look like? I'm glad you asked. I was about to bust wide open. When you're fruitful, you make sure that you don't hang around bad fruit. Because bad fruit, teach boy, has a way of corrupting good fruit. Let me see if I can put it in your lap this morning, because some of y'all are looking at me funny. Have you ever had a bag of oranges and you discover you kept the rest of the oranges with the bag of oranges, and all of a sudden one of the oranges got mold on it, and because one of the oranges got mold on it, the other one started to get mold on it? Because you cannot keep bad fruit and good fruit together. You got to make sure you separate yourself. I'm talking better than y'all saying amen this morning. You got to make sure that you don't walk in the counsel. Come here, Psalm 1:1. And the counsel of the ungodly. nor standeth in the way of the sinner. Amen. So you got to separate yourself. If you want to be fruitful, you got to first of all know what fruitfulness is all about. And then you got to go over to Ephesians and see what Paul says are the fruits of the Spirit. Love, patience, kindness. Come on here. Those are fruits of the Spirit. And anytime we do not consume ourselves in fruitfulness, we do ourselves an injustice because we are not operating the way God has intended for us to operate. But then faithfulness looks like this. I go even when I don't feel like going. I go even when I'm sick. Because I understand that in God's house is really where I get true healing. Because anytime you're in the presence of God, you can't come into the presence of God and then leave the same way you came. Talk to me, somebody. But it's all about what you put in. Because you can't get nothing out of nothing that you don't put into. Y'all ain't talking back to me here. Amen. You can't go to Bank of America, Patriot Bank, Citizens Bank, Regions Bank and get nothing out with your ATM card if you ain't putting nothing in. What did it say, y'all? Insufficient funds. And some of our lives have been insufficient because we don't put stuff in. And let me tell you, I'm guilty too. Come on, I told y'all from day one, I'm going to keep it real, baby. Yeah, I'm guilty too. All of us have been guilty of not putting in but want something out. But now it's time for us to stop shucking and jiving and make our way back to the house of God. What if God did us like we do him? Well, I don't feel like today. What if he didn't feel like waking you up this morning? Did y'all ever really thought about that? It's a blessing to be alive in the first place. Well, what if God really did us like we do him? Well, I don't feel like praying today. I ain't gonna pray. I don't feel like going to church this morning. I don't feel like going to Sunday school, Bible class. I'm tired. Y'all know what we say. I'm tired. But God wakes us up every morning. And not only does he wake us up, but my Bible tells me that he gives me new grace and new mercy. And then on top of that, Sandra, he loads me daily with my benefits. So if he's a faithful God, I should be a faithful Christian. Y'all ain't talking. Y'all ain't talking. But faithfulness goes beyond attendance. It goes to attitude and attributes and your time, talent, and treasure. Talk, Pastor. Amen. I got some witnesses here. Amen. So now it's time for us to find our way back. Say this with me. I got to find my way back. Well, listen, if we're going to find our way back, y'all, the first thing we got to do, and I'm going to be quick. I'm almost through. We got to hear and heed the call to return. Hear and heed the call to return. I'm not making it up. It's right there in verse number one. If you have not torn it out of your Bibles by now, it says, come. It says, come, comma. Come, come. First of all, the prophet says, come. In other words, he gives you an invitation. And then he says, let us return unto the Lord, which means we had to have turned away from God in order for us to turn back to God. Let me see if I can unpack it. The people of Israel had every reason to serve and honor the Lord by their lives. Yet for some strange reason, they abandoned God and turned to follow idol gods. They started worshiping idol gods and forgot about where God had brought them from. You know about the children of Israel right now. They are cousins. Yes, they are. Yeah, every time God blessed them. No sooner than they got out, they start complaining. Why? God had blessed them, fed them with manna, led them, carried them through, and no sooner than God delivered them, there they go, complaining, crying, and murmuring, and talking about the past. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says when Moses brought them out of the wilderness and out of Pharaoh's camp, they talked to each other, murmuring and complaining, talking about why did he come get us? I'm in the Bible, y'all. And all Pastor Moses was trying to do was do what God told him to do. Matter of fact, Pastor Moses didn't even want to go. Y'all better read your Bible, because he already knew what he was up against. Y'all ain't praying with me. Amen. Amen. So they for some strange reason they abandoned God over and over and over again, and time again, God allowed them to come back. They were wandering people. They had no discipline in their spiritual lives, and since their spiritual lives were out of whack, Hosea calls on them to return back to the Lord. Now watch the phrase now. He says, "Let us return." In other words, he put himself in the equation. And that implies that everybody needed a closer relationship than the current relationship that they once had. There had been a time in Israel's past when they were closer to the Lord than they were in the text. And there had been a time when they had followed God's laws, his precepts, and his principles, and they honored God with their time, their talents, and their treasures. But now they find themselves far away from God, and Hosea said, "We need to turn back now while we still got time." Israel was a people who were operating on God's grace. And they were people who knew how God delivered them. But no sooner than God delivered them, they still wanted to cut up and complain about what they did not have. Sometimes we cry with a loaf of bread under our arm, talking about we hungry. I remember when we were growing up, we say, "Mom, we ain't got nothing to eat. We hungry. Freezer full of food." But because we didn't want what was in there, we took for granted what had already been prepared. Come here, let me teach you. Sometimes we don't appreciate what we have because we're so busy looking out the window and looking at everything else that we really don't need. How many times have you taken for granted the blessing that God has given you? How many times that you've gone window shopping because you figured that there must be something else that I want instead of something else I need? The Bible says God supplies our every need according to his riches and glory. That means we will not lack anything because God is faithful. And as his word is faithful, we understand that he will supply our every need. What is our need, Pastor? Food, clothing, and shelter. He's going to do that. We got to remember that God is a God that is faithful even to the end. God is so faithful, he says, "If you make your bed in hell, I'll be there with you." And we have a covenant with God that God cannot leave us because he will always stick by our side. And so we got to understand that we got to hear the call. We cannot ignore the call. And the call is being put on the loudspeaker of heaven and earth. And God is calling us back. But some of us are ignoring the call. We see the killings that's around us. And we think moving out of Memphis is going to do it. We think moving out of the area and getting a house in the good neighborhood, as we call it, is going to do it. Can I tell you, there's crime in the good neighborhood now? Because they go out to the good neighborhoods now because they know you got a little something. Y'all ain't praying with me. Amen. So we cannot escape trouble. There's a call, church, for us to return back to the Lord. We got to stop hitting the ignore button and make sure that we come back to God before it's too late. Not only must we hear and heed the call to return back to the Lord, but secondly, we must honor the need for revival. It's right there in the text if you hadn't torn it out of your Bible, verse 2. Verse 2 says, it's right on the screen, after 2 days, will he revive us? In the third day, he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. Y'all see that there? Verse 2 continues to express great confidence in God's ability and willingness to rescue his children. The phrase, after 2 days, he will revive us, on the third day, he will raise us up, may seem like a reference to Jesus' resurrection, but it probably is not. Set in the context of Hebrew poetry, it probably means a set or specific amount of time when God will respond to their repentance. But they first got to repent first and then turn not a what 360, but a 180. Because 360 means you turning all the way back to what you just turned away from. Teach, Pastor. But a 180 means you're turning away from and you turning your back to whatever you just left. And so the prophet says we need to do a 180 and turn our backs on the thing that has separated us from God. And then we need to repent and God will then send the revival. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, watch it, turn, there it is, from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins and I'll heal the land. We got to do some turning, y'all. And God is trying to wake us up, and we're not paying attention. We're not waking up and smelling the coffee. Our country has drifted far away from the roots that it once were built on. This country has given itself over to sin and evilness, disrespect, dogmatic mindsets of every description. Our communities have drifted away from kindness and compassion and has switched over to crime, killings, creature comfort, and sexual perversion. We are killing our young people by the dozens, not training our children to be somebody when they grow up, hating on one another just because the next person made something out of themselves or got something that you want. And tearing each other down with evil words because we don't want to see people succeed. All of this is going on right up under our noses. And sad to say it, church, but I need to tell you anyway because I got to be truthful with you. It's happening right in the church. I tell us all the time, if we can't build our brother and sister up, we need to close our mouths. Amen. Because ain't none of us got it all together. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Amen. If we cannot build one another up and encourage one another, we need to close our mouths. Our churches have drifted away from true principles of God's holy word. We want to dance, but we don't want discipline. We want annual days, but we won't follow God's word. We have to stop spreading gossip and start spreading the gospel. Stop getting on the phone and saying, child, I heard, and then start getting on the phone and say, the Bible says. We've replaced love with hate, church. We stopped fellowshipping with one another and we started fighting against one another. And can I tell you, God ain't in none of that. And he's sitting back looking at his spiritual Timex saying, when will they get themselves together? How long will it take you to find your way back? And through all of This turning away God is simply displeased with the sad behavior of the day. That's why God sent stuff like the coronavirus. Oh, yes. To sit our tails down and make us think. And don't you make him send another one, because he's right on the verge. Because we come out and we forgot about what we were saying in the first place. We forgot about family. We forgot about different things. We forgot about loving one another. Don't make him send another one. We need reviving. We are on the brink of a major disaster. But the good news today is, I won't leave you without hope. The good news today is, if we just turn back to God, he can fix what is broken in our lives. Did you hear what I said? If we just turn back to God, he can do what he promised he'll do. Well, I got to get out of here. Two things I've tried to suggest to us in this sermonic spotlight entitled Finding My Way Back. Number one, if we're going to find our way back to the Lord, we got to hear and heed the call to return. Say that with me, church. Hear and heed the call to return. Not only must we hear and heed the call to return, but the second thing that the text is tailored to teach us is, we got to honor the need for revival. Say that with me, church. Honor the need for revival. Not only must we hear and heed the call to return and honor the need for revival, but the third thing that the text is tailored to teach us this morning is this: we have to have hope for God to restore us. Let the church shout, we got to have hope for God to restore us. What is hope? Happiness over our present experience. In other words, our faith should kick in if we got hope in our lives. Because faith is what? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If we're hoping for something, we got to make sure that we have faith along with our hope. Because faith and hope walk hand in hand with one another. In verse number 3, as I get ready to close, the prophet Hosea pictures the life of the Israelites that had a renewed hope to return to the Lord. He began by noting that the dedicated discipleship of the returnees should be impressing upon making sure that they turn back to God immediately. What is being described here is discovering the gracious ways by which the Lord deals with his people. As children of God, they came to know him as their pardoning God, as their protecting God, and as their providing God. Let me see if I can rewind it. Somebody didn't get it. They came to know God as their pardoning God, their protecting God, and as their providing God. What God did was reveal his heart to them, and they became increasingly interested in the things that pleased him. But all of a sudden, they let life and worldly things get in the way. And oh, brothers and sisters, let me end this sermon by telling somebody that we got to make sure that we remain separate from the ways of the world. Do I have a witness here? Because light cannot dwell in darkness, and darkness cannot dwell where there is light. And Jesus said to us, I am the light of the world. But he moves on to say, just as you have been saved and as I have transitioned myself in you, now you are the light of the world. You know, brothers and sisters, we got to have hope that God is able to do anything but fail. We need some Christians who are not ashamed to own God in the marketplace. We need some Christians who are not ashamed to own God at the workplace. We need some Christians who are not ashamed to own God on Facebook. We need some Christians who are not ashamed to own God in front of the family members. Have I got myself a witness here in the room? And somebody in here ought to stand up and testify for God. I live and for God I'm willing to die. I'm feeling pretty good here. But is there anybody here that ever had to go back to God and say, Lord, I've messed up and I need you to clean me up, because I don't want to get wrapped up in the ways of the world? Yes. And somebody know here in this room that when you go to God and when you pray to God, he will come through. Oh Lord, church, it's time for us to find our way back to the Lord, because he's on his way back and he's coming not for brick and mortar. He's not coming for this building, but he's coming for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Have I got a witness here? And let me tell you, the church is not these four walls, but the church is you and I. Have I got a witness here? And the Lord is coming back for a prepared people, so he can take us to a prepared place. Have I got a witness here? Ain't no need of us talking about we're going to heaven and we're not prepared down here. Are y'all quiet here? Yes, let me go on and preach myself happy. Yes, ain't no need of saying we're going to shout all around heaven and we can't speak to each other down here. Well, ain't no need of us talking about we're going to rejoice in heaven if we're not going to rejoice and shout and praise God down here. Because the last time I checked, my Bible says that heaven is a noisy place. Have I got a witness here? Because all day there is worship going on, and all day the angels are crowning him, and all day they are crying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm so glad that I serve a God who specializes in not only turning things around, but turning people around. Have I got a witness here? How do you know, Pastor? Because one day when I was lost, he died. I wish I had a praying church. I said he died. Somebody shout died. He died upon the cross. Have I got a witness here? And because he died for me, the least I can do is live for him. Yeah. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I promise the Lord, Lord, where you send me, I will go.
If you bless me, I'm going to pray. Have I got a witness here? And I'm looking at a whole lot of blessed people who ain't moved yet. But the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, if you've been redeemed, you ought to open your mouth. If God has been good to you, hey! Oh, shucks, yeah. You ought to open your mouth. Yes! If God woke you up this morning, you ought to open your mouth. If God started you on your way, you ought to open your mouth. If God gave you life, health, and strength, you ought to thank him, because he did not have to do it. But hey, y'all don't make me preach by myself. I'm glad he did. Where my glad crowd at? Where my thankful crowd at? You grateful that God's been good to you? Shout it!
Remove all doubt and cause the sun to shine.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.